This is the last 10 or 12 minutes of the schmooze. I hope that you're enjoying this conversation. And I think the idea of it is very good. It's something that we should be considering to do more of this. And for those of you who are listening, if you would like to participate or have any suggestions about future schmoozes, if you will, I'd certainly appreciate hearing from you. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. Okay, let's get back to the last 12 or, minutes or so of the schmooze. Now, we have a young man at the end of the table here, quiet, Joe Cooper, who is a great fan of the Zonis. I had the pleasure of meeting him at quite a few events. And
you also got the Okay.
Yes, and he's also been a, thank you so much, a great supporter of my efforts, Joe.
My own background is really through my father. He loved the Zonis. And when it was a chazan in the neighborhood, I lived in East New York, Brooklyn, and there was a lot of shuls. And when the chazan came to town, as the saying goes, he would beg, you know, when I was 3 years old, four. There was no ifs, ands, or buts, and I went. And I'd rather be with my friends. And, you know, I sat through it. I had no choice. But when I got older, and I used to hear it on the radio. I used to listen to Label of Waldman, you know, Genshoff, yeah, and I was there too, listening to it. And then, just in the last 25 years, it started to sink in, and I started to appreciate it. And especially when I moved to New York, we had I belonged to a synagogue called Shelter Rock Jewish Center. We had a wonderful chazan there. His name was Weg. I don't know if you know him. He unfortunately died at a very young age. Interesting story. He was in the. He went back. He was in the army here during the Second World War, and he was really just a marvelous person who decided, under the GI Bill, to be a chazan. And he went to Israel, and he learned chazan in Israel. In fact, his wife was an Israeli, and that's where he met her. And he came back, and he was just a wonderful chazan. But like I said, he unfortunately he died at a very young age. But that's my background. I just enjoy, and I'm lucky that I live in a neighborhood that has several chazanim that I really enjoy listening to and seeing. And that's all it is. It's just something that sort of came up. Didn't know I had it until it suddenly became part of me. That's it. And of course, I got involved with Charlie, and you know, he's done some wonderful things. And I enjoy everything that he does, and I try to attend everything that he undertakes.
Well, your support has always been grateful for your support, Joe. I'm always looking for us for the future, and I don't like to push things, as you know, but I'm grateful. We have one other person here who we haven't heard from, and it's my better half, Alan Friedman. And let's hear a little bit about your experience with Chazanis.
I'm embarrassed to say that as a child, when I attended the Brooklyn Jewish Center, which was really my home away from home, because I really spent a great deal of time there, starting to go to Hebrew school when I was 5 years old, and I refused to leave. They had to keep finding classes for me to attend and everything. Richard Tucker was the cantor, but I didn't appreciate it. I didn't even go to hear him because we had a junior congregation where we were our own cantors, and we were giving our sermons, and we were running everything, and that was much more fun. And Sholem Secunda was my choir master.
Wow.
And I still remember some of the melodies that I learned from him, but I wasn't impressed, you know, and I went just past it all, and that was it. And then, of course, after meeting Charlie and listening to the music a lot, because we listen to the music in the car, we listen to it at home, we listen all the time. I started to appreciate it. And then I have to say that I think, and Barry helped me a lot too, Barry, my son, because we've had conversations, you know, about speaking to God and saying prayers and asking for things. And I always said to Barry, I don't feel that I can really do that. I don't think that I, you know, that I deserve to speak to God and ask Him to help me with something, because, you know, why should He listen to my prayer? And Barry assured me that, you know, that's, we all have to talk to God, and we all have the right to do it. We can do it. And then through Charlie, I met so many of the various cantors, because he's friends with all of them. And then we started going to Fifth Avenue Synagogue. And I have to say that listening to Canton Elavani really opened my heart and my ears and my eyes and everything to the beauty of it. Because, and I've said this to the cantor many times, I know a little bit of Hebrew. All those years I went to Hebrew school, you know, it was only after school and so on. So I learned a little bit. I don't know that much. But I listen to him daven, and I understand the prayers. I really understand the prayers, and I get that feeling of elevation and so on. So he's done something wonderful for me. And then once, you know, like they say, you have your third eye opened, once the third eye is open, everything comes pouring in. So when I hear all these various cantors and the beautiful, you know, Charlie just plays so much for me, it's very beautiful. And yes, tears, the tears come. And that's another thing Barry taught me, that it's okay to cry when you pray to God, because he likes the tears and understands that, you know, this is coming from the heart. So I'm really, really grateful that I've been exposed to this whole wonderful, wonderful field of music, and more than music, but, you know, just getting closer and closer to who we are and what we are as a Jewish people.
A closing comment, if I may, from my own experience. You know, I'm very happy that you discovered Shmuel Chazanis. It was beshert that it wasn't an accident that you happened to hear that music when you were in the car. And there were many things that happened in my own life that were beshert, that they were was faded, because I was not raised with Chazanis. As I state, I was 41 years old when I first discovered it, and I didn't even know anything about it. So I do know from my own personal experience that you can learn it. You can acquire the taste and the understanding, and it's our job to help others be exposed to it, because you never know whose soul you're touching. Helen and I are out demonstrating all the time, and it's very frustrating. You don't know if anyone's listening. And I always say, we don't know in that crowd that one person who is listening, who you may change that person's life. And the same thing is in the terms of what we're doing. Sometimes a friend drags a friend to shul or to a concert, and they suddenly they're awakened. For the first time, they really see the real thing. And it can be learned, and it can grow. And I think that's one of the goals that we each have to have. Those of us who are here obviously have an appreciation for this. And if we don't do it, I don't know who else is going to do it. So anyway, that's very pleased that you came out this evening. Frankly, I thought we would have a much larger crowd, but in a certain sense, I'm glad that we didn't, because I just felt that we were able to express ourselves, and it was a really wonderful and intimate atmosphere. So thank you, and we'll see if we can continue this kind of a thing in the future. We'll have some discussions. I'm always open to new ideas and criticism, of course. So thank you.
All I can add to you, Charlie, is that the world of Chazanis is indebted to you because of what you have done and what you are doing and what you are about to do. We like you, we love you, we believe in you, we believe in your menschlichkeit, in your sincerity. And I can imagine, can you imagine if you would have had a voice in musicality, what kind of a chazan you would be?
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Okay, so... That was a very enjoyable gathering, and listening to it again and preparing it for going onto the website, I have to tell you, I thought it was very, first of all, it was a lot of fun. It was worthwhile. First of all, I want to thank Pini Banari, who was the owner of the U Cafe, for opening up the restaurant for us to have this schmooze. Frankly, we were prepared for a larger crowd, but as I said, in a way, it was better that it was this intimate atmosphere. And actually, you know, I'm even thinking now, sort of a cantorial round table, you know, of just getting together and to do a schmooze. Maybe I shouldn't have called it a schmooze. I should have called it a round table. Perhaps those of you who are listening to this might be encouraged to want to help me form other small groups, lovers of Chazonis. I'd be happy to get together with you, and I can record it, and we can put it on the website, so it might be of interest to the fans of Chazonis. Who knows? I'm searching for a way, if you will. And again, if you've listened through the entire recording from this first event, you obviously have interest in the concept of sharing thoughts and sharing ideas, and perhaps sharing your thoughts with others. So I look forward to hearing from you. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. And who knows, this type of event could become a regular event, but it's really up to you, and I appreciate your feedback. Most grateful that Yossi, my friend Yossi Malavani, attended this schmooze. Obviously, he is such a wonderful individual in terms of his sharing his knowledge and wanting to teach. And as I mentioned during the gathering, I spoke to Yossi and I said, Yossi, I'm embarrassed that I personally am very, very poorly knowledgeable about Nusach. And I asked him if he would prepare a series of comments, lectures, if you will, not long ones, perhaps 10 minutes or so at a time, so that we could just gradually work up to gaining a better knowledge of just what is Nusach, what is the proper Nusach, and so forth. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm also looking forward to you letting me know your reaction to this this schmooze. So again, thank you so much, and shalom.